We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast at NOLA. Jake, friend of the program, joining us now. And Jake, they hung with the Warriors last night by 7. Is there any silver lining to take from that?
Yeah, you know, I actually thought, despite the loss, that the Pelicans played really well in last night's game. They were actually leading the Warriors by, I think it was 7 or 8 after the first quarter. They were coming out energetic. You saw great defense. That's kind of the problem, defense in the first half for them. They kept it close throughout the game, and it really kind of just was a stretch where Steph Curry went just off. He hit 6 straight 3s. A lot of that was over double teams where basically no one else in the world or in the history of basketball hits those kind of shots. He hit 6 of them. When he does that, you're not going to do much. Scoring 140 in a loss shouldn't feel like a silver lining, but for the Pelicans team that struggled a lot throughout this year, you had to like what you saw. And if they play like that, they're going to win basically every other game that they play.
They go on the road, stay on the road. It's part of a 5-game road trip. Pelicans against the Trailblazers tomorrow, and then Grizzlies, and then they're back home against the Pistons. I read that wrong. But nonetheless, what has to happen here for the Pelicans? Can they get the next two?
Yeah, they have to, basically, if they want to stay afloat in the Western Conference. They're still about 3.5-4 games out, depending on how tonight goes. And your time to drop games or have losing road trips is over. And this is the cost of starting the season slow and not winning as many games as you should have, that the margin for error has become so razor thin for this team. They basically need to go on a pace better than what they played last year if they want to continue on in the season and match their win total from last year. So you got to go into Portland, win this game. You got to go on the road to Memphis and win, and then you got to win at home against the Pistons, like you said. So I think the next two on the road are winnable. They give them a 3-2 road trip, which, all things considered, and some, given the teams that they've played there, that's pretty good. Portland's a bit of a challenge. They're better than they were last season, but we saw how New Orleans handled them in that 4-game sweep, the first round last season. With the way Anthony Davis has been playing, and he might be the best player in the league right now, not named James Harden, who's just been going off, they have a very good chance. Drew Holiday matches up well with that backcourt. I think if they can get that win, they're going to feel really good about their chance to win in Memphis, who's been on a downward slide over the past couple of weeks.
What do you feel good about, Jake, about this team, and what has you scratching your head?
You know, what I felt good about is this team in the second half, and that kind of goes into why I scratch my head about this team at times. If you look at them in the second half, they actually have a top 10 defense. Defense has been what's holding this team back. And collectively on the season, they rank in the bottom 5 defensively. But in the second half of games, and in the third quarter in particular, they're a top 10, top 5 team. Why they're not able to come out of the gates like that is kind of the big question. You see it on occasion. They started well against the Clippers. They started well against the Warriors. And then sometimes that goes away, and it takes kind of a chewing out in the locker room at halftime from Alvin Gentry to wake them back up and get them to play like they need to do. If they've been playing defense for 4 quarters like you've seen them in the second half recently, this team would be significantly better than what they have been so far, and we wouldn't be stressing about the playoffs. They all say the right thing. We need to come out better. We need to focus on defense. Game after game, you don't see that happening. So they know what's wrong. Why aren't they able to just overcome that or figure out how to kind of account for it? When really, when it comes to defense, it's more about effort and trying and just not being lazy than it is a lack of talent on the team.
Jake Madison, at NOLA Jake on Twitter, Locked On Pelicans podcast. And Jake, I've heard some folks that are covering the media, I haven't heard you say this yet, that are covering the Pelicans, that are basically saying if the Pelicans don't get their act together and make a postseason run again this year, then AD's a gone pecan. Do you agree with that?
You know, I think it's more likely than not. I don't listen to kind of what goes on with Anthony Davis and the links to the Lakers and Celtics, because frankly, no one else can trade him other than general manager Del Demps and the ownership of this team. So all the rumors linking him to other places don't really matter, because he's here in New Orleans, and I can tell you very certainly they don't plan on trading him this season. However, he's talked openly about legacy for a number of years now. A lot of those comments have been in the media a little bit more recently, but he's focused on that. It's not just leaving a legacy in New Orleans, but it's going down as one of the best players to play the game, that kind of legacy. You have to win titles if you want to be that guy. You need to have sustained success in the playoffs. And in his time here in New Orleans, he's only made the playoffs twice. And they're in danger of not making it again this season. If he wants to go down as one of the best to ever play the game, it's likely that he's going to need to win his titles elsewhere because this team has not shown him that they're capable of delivering on that for him. So I think that's why this is kind of coming up. You know, you never want to go into a season with a superstar player in the last year of his deal. It becomes harder to trade them and get any good pieces in return. And the return is going to go down every day they wait while he's under that final year of the contract. So if they're going to trade him or if he says, hey, I've done enough here, I want to go to a different place, that's when they're going to look to trade him this offseason, likely right around the time of the draft when they're going to be able to maximize the return. But I don't think anything's decided yet. You can hear him when he speaks, how much he really likes this team, how good he thinks they can be when they're healthy. They get into the playoffs, if they make some noise into the playoffs, I think there's a chance that he stays. I think he truly is focused on just this season right now, trying to tune out the distraction. But it's on him and the Pelicans to show why he should stay here.
If you did have to trade him, what could he fetch? What would be a reasonable expectation as to what they should get in return?
If they're looking to trade him this offseason, this quite possibly is maybe the best player on the trade block in the past two decades of the NBA. And I would expect the return to be significant. The teams that have been mentioned have been the Lakers and the Boston Celtics. Those are the two teams that clearly want him. And have been kind of hovering around the Pelicans waiting for the opportunity. And they have a number of assets. The Lakers have a lot of young players that they've drafted over the past couple of years. The Celtics have that as well, and they have multiple first-round picks from theirs and other teams. I think if the Celtics were to look into trading for Anthony Davis and both these teams are trying to get a deal done, you should be expecting something like three first-round picks coming back to New Orleans along with another player or two, maybe a guy like Jason Tatum, who they drafted third overall 2 years ago, and looks like he's going to be a star in the NBA. Maybe Jaylen Brown taken 1 year before him, and another complimentary young piece that has room to develop. You know, no matter what, they're going to get a very good return on Anthony Davis, and they'll have their option of which deal to take because every team in the league will at least offer something up to bring them to bring Anthony Davis to them.
Yeah, Jake. The only problem is the fan base for the Pelicans is, I would say, fickle at best. Right. I think that's a fair way to put it. Just because, you know, the Saints are rolling right now, and it's kind of like one of those deals where, hey, when the Pelicans are winning, they'll be there. But they would be scorned again by the CP3 deal and then by the Anthony Davis deal. I think that would really, really turn off a lot of fans.
I think so, too. And I think in particular with the Chris Paul deal where they had that introductory press conference for guys like Eric Gordon, Chris Kaman, and Al-Farouq Aminu who came over in that trade. None of them looked really excited to be there. You know, everyone's seen that picture of Eric Gordon just basically frowning because he didn't want any part of this whatsoever. But if you can bring a guy in like he's a very marketable young star, we can build those guys in the Chris Paul trade. Were, I think you could maybe retool this team pretty quickly. You'd still have Drew Holiday here. You may have Mirotic or Julius Randle still here. You add Tatum into the mix alongside a couple of other young players. It could be a pretty fun, exciting team to watch, and certainly they wouldn't necessarily fall out of playoff contention entirely depending on the return that they get. So, yes, you know, I think people would tune this team out for a little bit. It'd go through another period of you need to show me it's worth kind of investing in you as a fan, my money, my time. But I think with the right return, it could kickstart a rebuild and put them on a path to contention much quicker than it would be otherwise.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear you. And I kind of thought the same thing when you were describing what they could fetch in return. But I don't think that this fan base wants to go through another, hey, prove it to me kind of deal. Make sure that it's worth it for me to invest. I mean, it's another reset button that the Pelicans would have effectively pressed in the last, I don't know, 10 years twice. It would have been twice in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think what goes along with that is you're going to need to see some actual accountability with the front office. Dell Demps is one of the longest tenured GMs in the league, and I don't think we can necessarily say that his tenure has been even average at best during his time in New Orleans. You know, when Anthony Davis was drafted, the over-unders were not will he win one title? It was how many titles will he win? Because that's how hyped he was, and he's lived up to that hype coming into the NBA. You know, with that, you'd have to clean house, really show some accountability, and show to the fans who do have kind of a bit of an inferiority complex to the Saints that the Pelicans don't matter nearly as much to the Bensons, that you need to kind of have that and really be able to sell them on a clean slate starting fresh. It's going to be rough. You know, I've talked to a number of other people around the league who cover other teams that when these teams go through rebuilds, what do you need to do? There's certain steps they would need to take, and I think that's kind of what you'd need to do to try and bring fans back. You've got to lower season ticket prices. You need to introduce other things that can really kind of get those fans early on. People, I've learned, really like to be at the start of something. They want to be in on the ground floor. If you get the right return, you lower things, and you kind of build the marketing out around it, I think they might be okay, but certainly it's not going to be like what it is right now.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast, at Nola Jake on Twitter, friend of the program. And Jake, before we let you run here, man, about 90 seconds. I know your Pels is your deal, but you got to be loving the energy that's in this city surrounding the Saints ahead of Sunday's NFC title game.
Oh, it's been wonderful. The city's just far more fun when the Saints are making a deep playoff run. So I've been enjoying this. I'll be watching on Sunday, and I will be screaming and cheering too.
Yeah, make sure if you somehow get in that building, it's No Voice Monday. All right, Jake? It is No Voice Monday. So make sure you exercise your vocal cords. And if I have to talk to you on the radio and you're a little raspy next week, I'll excuse you. You know what I mean?
It sounds good to me. I think I can definitely do that.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. What's coming up? Where can I get it?
You can get it wherever you get your podcast from. Just search Locked On Pelicans. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google, all of those. We're going to be talking about the minutes that Anthony Davis has been playing, that Drew Holiday's been playing, looking at some trade targets potentially for this team, and previewing the game over the weekend.
Good stuff, Jake. Thanks, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.